On to the eighth, 2-2 game, region seeding game. The voice of Region 15C, he's Randy Rothstein.
Boy, that scoreboard reads 2-9-0, 2-9-0, as we make our way to the top of the eighth inning. They're waiting for the music to end here, and Brian Schlungen will pitch to Cole Schmidt. Schmidt's Justin Schrader and Logan Alshire for the Royals here in the eighth inning. As Brian Schlungen's pitch, Schmidt rips this ball. Blaine Ottman has to jump high in the air, and that goes right underneath his feet.
I haven't seen Blaine move like that since All You Can Eat Night at the Blue Heron.
Probably since he jumped for a state championship win
at
Target Field back in 2010. We've got Gordy Barton with us. Gordy, manager of the Spring Hill Chargers, and Schmidt's a ground ball to short. Kyle Leeser up with it and across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. And Gordy, congratulations. Chargers back to state tournament.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, very exciting. It's always fun. That's kind of your goal when the season starts.
You bet. Were you managing in 15 when you went to state?
I was with Randy Schamberg.
Randy Schamberg. Yep. Now you're the sole manager, and it's got to feel kind of good.
Yeah,
you know, after what you guys went through last year to get the team back, right?
Yeah, it was very exciting. We talked about that this spring with the COVID thing last year and missing the last game, so we kind of had a goal. So we're very happy.
Absolutely. Would you say that? I mean, obviously, that's the easiest motivator you've ever had as a manager. That hey, we had our chance at it last year. This year, let's punch in on that ticket.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely was a motivator. The team was pretty upset. I thought we did the right thing last year by backing out and forfeiting that game. But, so we had a little extra motivation this year for sure.
Justin Schrader's at the plate for the Richmond Royals. One out and nobody on here in the eighth inning as Schrader swings and misses. And he's out on strikes. That'll bring Logan Alshire to the plate. Gordy, you're doing it with some veterans, but you're also doing it with some young guys too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
on the Chargers team.
Yep, for sure. We've got some of the 35 to 38, 39-year-old guys, and then we've got some guys just out of high school that are contributing, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and that's the beauty of amateur baseball, as you get kind of the full circle. Of course, the Terraces and the Schaumburgs, they've been there before, the Welly boys and stuff, but To tell a guy like the Nelsons, the Revermans, the Myers, hey, you get to play in the state tournament next weekend and for the first time, and that's going to be fun for him.
Exactly, yep. And I wasn't aware of it that we had that many guys that weren't on the team in 15. So, yeah, for a lot of the players, this is their first shot at it. So, yeah, they're really looking forward to it.
Scott Leeser takes a ground ball from Logan Alshire, flips it to his pitcher, Brian Schlungen, for the out. 3-1 on the putout. Gordy, we're going to keep it right here. And so the Spring Hill Chargers, you're headed to the state tournament. Obviously, this afternoon after this game's completed, there'll be a draft. You get to draft, what is it, one more player or two more?
Two more.
Two more players, so you'll add to your pitching depth. And, being the number four seed, I guess one would say you're just happy to be there, right?
Exactly, yep.
And when it comes to state tournament, if you're going to win it all, you got to beat the best, right? And so you start whoever you get. It's probably going to be a number two seed, probably from some region.
And you go. It's kind of like when you come to the region, you don't expect to play a team that's not very good. And we go to state, it's the same thing. You're going to see tough competition, and you should.
You know, I mean, well said, Gordon. And you talk about. Randy and I have kind of been whining that the bracket doesn't come out until it'll be 10 o'clock tonight or something like that. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. And, it would be nice to know. But at the end of the day, you're going to play. It's going to be next weekend. It's not going to be Tuesday or anything like that. And you know you're going to run into a quality baseball team.
Right. Yeah.
So, Gordon Barton joining us here in the press box. And, Gordy, talk a little bit about you got to win two games in regions before you lose two, and you get those matchups like yesterday. You played New Munich, you're facing Reller, and you've seen these guys 1,000 times, and he looks like he's cruising. But you guys, like you've done over the years, you just kind of find that little hole, and next thing you know, you build off that momentum.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. By about the third inning, I was pretty nervous. Ty looked like he was on.
Yep.
He was, and he's a hell of a good pitcher, and yeah, he looked like he's going to be on his game, and yeah, like you say, we scratched a few across, and things started rolling, and it worked out for us.
A five spot in the, what was it, fifth inning?
Fifth inning.
Yeah, five in the fifth.
Yeah. Kyle Leeser leads it off for St. Martin here in the eighth inning, a 2-2 game in this the seeding game. Winner gets Luxembourg shortly after this one's over. Kyle, 3-for-3 today at the plate against DJ Schleicher. And looking to start something for the Martins here in the inning. The first pitch, a strike. There's a ball low. And the count at 1-1. That wind blowing from left to right this afternoon in Cold Spring. Leeser drives it to right. Trent Gertgen coming in now turns and has to make almost a circus catch out there in right field as that ball did a little trickery on him.
How baseball is that right there? And Gordon, you can attest to that. Kid's got three hits on the day, and the hardest ball he hits is an out.
That's baseball. That's why we love this game.
Yeah. If you're not going to be tough, you're in the wrong industry because exactly. It's not going to be fair.
Yeah.
That'll bring Zach Moritz to the plate. Zach, he is he's hit it hard today, but bounced into a couple double plays and a fly ball to center field against Schleicher, and now he rips a hard single to left field here in the eighth inning for the young catcher Moritz. Now, Gordy, as a manager, obviously you played with some of these players back in the day, Nathan Terraces and Jamie Terraces, probably coming up when you were a veteran on this team. Do you look to these guys to maybe lead a little bit by example too to the younger guys?
For sure. Yep. Yeah, you definitely do. And that's what we talked about this spring. It helps a ton to have a couple of good veterans on the team to lead the way for the younger guys. It's a lot of the teams when you got these young 20-year-old teams with no veterans, it's they need that leadership. So yeah, for
they
sure.
They do. Brian Schlungen at the plate takes a strike called an 0-1. Well, thank you for coming up here, Gordy. We've made a point to talk to everybody that's made the state tournament, and congratulations. We'll be down there to follow you wherever your bus will take you.
Thank you, and we really appreciate what you guys do. You do a great job of this. It's awesome, so thank you.
All right, the steal attempt by the Martins, and Zach Moritz, the home plate or the base umpire, says he slid in safely, so Moritz with the stolen base, and he's in scoring position.
Two strikes, and just bang, bang at second place. DJ a little slower to home, Randy, as you get that that throw down from Primus, just kind of outran it right there by Moritz.
So in scoring position. Thanks again, Gordy, for coming up here. All right, Gordy Barton, manager of the Spring Hill Chargers, with us. So Schlungen.
Those are fun interviews.
They are. Pitch outside, a ball to Brian, and the count now at 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Go ahead, run now at second base with one out. Schleicher in some hot water here. Bottom eight.
Schlungen digs in the batter's box. Primus sets up on that outside corner. And Schleicher's pitch, fly ball right field. Trent Gertgen tests it again. Trent backpedaling, and makes the catch for the out. Moritz is going to tag. He's going to go to third. And that's a big tag for the Martins. Now you look at Primus's job becomes that much more difficult. Blaine Ottman's coming out of the dugout here for the Royals.
And they're going to walk Tanner.
They are going to walk Tanner.
He's got two hits on the day.
So putting Arsenault on to pitch to the right-hander, Brady Goble.
How's that for respect?
Yeah,
walking exactly. intentionally walking an 18-year-old kid. Oh.
And it gives you the opportunity for a force play. And
it does, yeah. If anything hit hard up the middle of that Elshire buddy field, they can flip to the bag instead of having to come across.
How's that for the game's first walk? intentional walk.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Brady Goble at the plate. Brady so far today, 0 for 3. And the pitch low to Goble outside, a ball, 1-0.
Primus with the scoop right there. And you talked about it, Randy, that taking third on that for Moritz, that's where that scoop comes in big.
The Al Almdahl circle, I'll call it. Kids on his baseball team this year. Goble at the plate. Arsenault at first and Moritz at third. Arsenault goes. Goble takes the pitch for a strike. No throw made. So there goes the force. And one ball, one strike to Brady.
I don't know that I agree with just giving him second there.
Right.
There's two outs. You could throw him out and go hit. Makes that walk look...
Yeah, kind of useless.
Well, I mean, now a base knock, you're down two.
Right. 1-1 the count. Goble fouls it out of play. That's going to head to the parking lot.
Ooh, look out, Lux guys.
Another job for Lewis Autobody in Glass and Beautiful Downtown Farming. He might have to repair a Luxembourg player.
Yeah, does he do surgery on humans and cars?
One ball, two strikes to Goble. See what Primus throws down. DJ agreed. Here comes the pitch, a little bit high in the zone, and the count 2-2. Moritz at third, Arsenault at second. A 2-2 game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Again, Schleicher has the sign, and the right-hander pitches.
Whew.
Just fouled off by Brady Goble.
How did he hit that?
That was way outside, at least a foot off the plate, and protecting the plate, though.
Brady 6'3", long-armed. He needed all those long arms to get the bat on that thing. Primus is going to go out, and DJ, as watching him pitch over the years, Randy, he's not going to he's not much for shaking off. So if you put it down there, he's going to throw it. Mason's a young catcher, and I don't know if Mason just saying, what do you want to throw here?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everything I put down, you say yes to. What would you like to throw?
Yeah, good point. Good point. Runners lead from second and third. Schleicher works from the stretch, and that pitch is high.
That
they say it hit the bat, a foul ball they're calling.
And then off Mason.
And then off Mason. So just a tip of the bat, and Mason, I don't know where he took that one, but.
I think the thigh or quad. Just I think in on the hands of Goble.
Yeah,
and
the
off
pitch
that,
was high in the strike zone.
That quad of Primus.
2-2 the count.
Moritz at third, Arsenal at second. Tied at 2-2. Two outs.
Schleicher ready again. Martin's with 10 hits on the afternoon off of DJ. It's a pop-up foul that's going to go out of play over the sports deck. Count at 2-2 yet. The battle continues on deck for the Martins. It's designated hitter Avery Schmitz.
This next pitch will be Schleicher's 96th.
Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, DJ. The kick and the pitch. And Goble again battling as he fouls that right over the sports deck.
Hits that that umbrella
that
they got over there and then off that back railing. So
wow,
it's kind of ricocheting all over, heck.
Sports decks, baseballs keep you on guard.
It's a magnet for balls.
2-2 the count. Goble and DJ Schleicher battling here. Ground ball to deep short. Logan Altshire has it. Strong throw to first. 6-3 on the putout of Goble. That'll end the Martin threat here in the eighth. No runs. A hit. No errors. Two left on. We played eight in Cold Spring. 2-2. Richmond and St. Martin. We're back with the ninth in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park here on your Sunday. A fun one here, Randy.
Absolutely a fun one. Brian Schlungen taking his warm-up tosses. He'll face Cameron Miller, Dusty Adams, Kyle Buddy, the bottom third of the Richmond lineup. Zach Moritz was on third base, and they'll throw that catcher's equipment on, and now he's finally to home plate, and Moritz will throw it down as we're ready to go here. Ninth inning, a 2-2 ball game. Kirby, we've always wanted great ball games, and this has been a great ball game, hasn't it?
Ask and you shall receive. That's all we're asking for. Compelling baseball. Martins, Royals, thank you.
Two runs, nine hits, no errors for Richmond. Two runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Martins. The first pitch to Cam Miller. Bunt attempt, a strike can, 0-1.
I got 10 for Richmond. 1 in the first, 2 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 6, I had 3, and then 1 in the seventh. That's 10 for me.
Look at that. Yeah. Fouled out of play by Miller in the count, 0-2. You are correct. 10 hits.
And I got 9 for St. Mark. The scoreboard backwards.
And Miller will foul another one off. That goes off the light tower and straight down.
Brian Schlungen, he's at 97 pitches. So each of them will, if DJ goes back out there, he'll get to triple digits. Brian will be there shortly.
Oh. And strike three called. Miller gets caught looking. Home plate umpire ringing him up.
6 strikeout for Brian Schlungen.
Bring Dusty Adams to the plate. And Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty so far today for the Royals, 1-for-2. It's a pop-up in the infield. That one is up there. Kyle Leeser finally comes down with it and makes the catch. So 2 outs. We get a pinch hitter.
Alex Buddy.
Alex Buddy, who left the game on Friday night with what looked to be a little bit of a leg injury out in center field. Now we'll bet for Kyle Buddy. And the pitch from Schlungen, down low, ball 1. 1-0 the count. Buddy, a swing and a miss, strike 1. 1-1. Leadoff hitter Brady Clare on deck.
Schlungen trying to finish his 9th.
As Schlungen's pitch, that bounces up to the plate. Nice scoop by Moritz. And the count, 2 balls and a strike.
Seen some good catchers in the tournament. This guy is right up there on that list, Randy. Yeah, Zach Moritz is tough.
Again, Zach scooping that pitch. That it's in the left-handed batter's box, and it's about a foot outside, and he's just one-hopping those right into his glove. 3-1 the count to Alex Buddy. Brian Schlungen delivers, and Buddy drives it to straightaway center field. Cole there, and Derek makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the 9th inning for Richmond. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 8.5, Richmond 2, St. Martin 2. More to come in a minute on KASM.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
To the bottom of the 9th inning, we had Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you on KASM. I don't know if Brad Melke's there at the station yet, but he was manning the controls earlier, and Angela Mergen will come in this afternoon. Carter Wessel continues to throw down in that Richmond bullpen, just in case DJ would get into any trouble here. Brian Schlungen, he's completed his 9 innings of work, and DJ gets the likes of Avery Schmitz, Derek Cole, and Scott Leeser here in the bottom of the 9th inning.
6-7-8.
And the pitch to Schmitz on the outside corner. A beauty, strike 1.
Winner of this one plays in 40 minutes. He'll take on Luxembourg in the region championship.
Avery today, 1-for-2, was hit by a pitch, scored a run in the last at bat. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Kyle Buddy has to go to the backhand, the low throw, and Justin Schrader, another great scoop. Justin is wearing that gold glove today over at first, isn't he?
He's been great. I mean, in a long scoop right there for Justin. Tough play for Buddy to go up the middle. That's where it stinks, Randy, where you have to come all the way back as a second baseman. You know, your momentum's going the wrong way. But a nice play by Kyle to get to the ball. Low throw. Schrader's got his back. One away.
Derek Cole to the plate. And the pitch to Derek is going to hit him in the back. So that puts the potential winning run on the base paths for the Martins. And it'll bring Scott Leeser to the plate with Matthew Schlangen on deck.
Remember that 0-0 comment I made the last time he was up? To inform you that it is 0-0 right now as Leeser walks up.
Derek Cole has good speed. We've seen DJ Schleicher check those base runners a lot. And Leeser pops this one up immediately in the infield. Cam Miller at third.
Should drop that.
For it and makes the catch for the out.
If you drop that, you get Leeser on first instead of Cole.
Yeah.
Tough to say. I mean, you're taught to caught the ball. You go catch
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Go get it. And actually, Cam looked at Logan Alshire first. He thought Logan was maybe going to call him off, but it was Cam's ball. And number nine hitter Matthew Schlangen to the plate. Matthew, 1-for-3 today, at a base hit in his last at bat, going on the first pitch. And a foul at the plate by Matthew. And the count at 0-1. The hit and run on right off the bat.
Trying to get something moving. You got a good back control guy, and we mentioned the Cole speed, Randy, so it's not a bad call by Carl, as Schlangen just chunking that one foul. I think that was a hit and run.
Yeah.
I'd say Cole will be set in motion.
2-2 the count. 10 hits for each squad so far. Schleicher will check him over at first, and the throw not in time.
I think Derek's going, and apparently my brother-in-law is thinking that way too, with the check over right there.
Matthew Schlangen at the plate. Another check by DJ Schleicher. 0-1. At Royal Infield. Playing about medium depth right now. Two outs, one on. Going is Cole. Pitch inside. Here's Primus's throw. It's a little short and to the shortstop side of second base. Buddy has it go off his glove in the center field, and Derek Cole has a stolen base.
Just a little, like you said, just kind of a little too far to the left or right, however you're looking at it, of second base. Buddy having to reach over and then come back to tag it. Would have been bang, bang. Couldn't come up with it. Two strikes the count, though, now on Matthew Schlangen.
You bet. 0-2 the count. Primus has that sign down and looks like he's going to set up right over the plate. DJ's pitch, a little bit high, and the count, 1-2. 1-2. Matthew Schlangen with an opportunity here to end this ball game if he can punch a single maybe into the gap. Schleicher's pitch, that's outside, and the count, 2-2.
Good take right there, Randy.
2 balls, 2 strikes.
You got to be tough with 2 strikes on it. You don't want to go down looking with the game winner on at second in the ninth. And great take. Take of the day for Matthew Schlangen.
Kyle Leeser waits to bat. He's in the on-deck circle. Schleicher ready. And another take by Matthew Schlangen. It's outside. And now the count full at 3-2.
Filled it up. He's nibbling that outside corner with a hook, and he had two pitches to play with, as it was 1-2, then 2-2. 3-2 here, you got to be in the zone.
Here's Schleicher. And Schlangen loops this to center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Oh. And it gets by Brady Clare. And the Martins are going to win this one as Cole comes in to score. It took a big hop on Brady Clare and got by him. And that will end this ball game. And, you know, had it been in front of Brady, they were ready to hold him.
I'd say the stop sign was on, but that little medium hop for Clare kind of rolled up on him and, like you say, kicked away. Carl had the stop, but then when he saw that ball go up, he said, you know what, let's do it. So he sent him, and across the score is Derek Cole, and it's a victory for St. Martin, as St. Martin staying alive, their second walk-off win of the tournament.
Second walk-off win, 3-2 for the Martins here in the ninth. One run on one hit. There was no errors and one man left on base. Your final score today, St. Martin 3, Richmond 2. We'll be back in a minute. Wrap this one up from Cold Spring Baseball Park.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop it at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. We've gone final here this morning, Kirby, in a game that lasted less than 2 hours. 3-2 win for the Martins of St. Martin. 3 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Martins. They left 8. 2 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Richmond, and they left 5. It was a great defensive game, a little strategy involved, and comes down to the bottom of the ninth inning, 2 outs and a runner at second, doesn't it?
That's how it came. And then the ball flared into short center field. Brady Clare kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Do I go dive and try to make the catch? If I miss, the game's going to end. He decided to, instead of staying back on it and getting kind of a longer hop, he went and kind of looked for almost a short hop, Randy. And it just kind of rolled up his arm and shot up in the air. And that allowed the run to easily come across and score. And that'll do it for Richmond here in Region 15C. 2-0 the first weekend, 0-2 in the second weekend. They are the 3 seed yet, so that's what the advantage you get by clinching the region. But St. Martin and Richmond with another barn burner. And tip of the cap to the Martins. Tip of the cap to Brian Schlungen and DJ Schleicher. That was a well-pitched ball game.
Absolutely. Brian Schlungen picks up the win today, a complete game victory. DJ Schleicher, the tough loss, as he goes the 8 2/3 innings of some great baseball. Great baseball. A lot of double plays. Hats off to the defense, too, today. So, like Kirby said, Richmond, number 3 seed, St. Martin, will take on Luxembourg coming up here in about 35 to 40 minutes. And, Kirby, we are going to name our coveted Chasm Hat player of the game.
That's going to be Matthew Schlungen. Matthew Schlungen is our player of the game. He's the hero. He gets the walk-off winner. He's got 2 RBIs, 2 for 4 on the day. Had a nice relay. We had that play at the plate where Justin Schrader was thrown out. That was in the Justin thrown out in the 6th inning. That relay from right, as then Kyle Leeser relaying it in, and Moritz supplying the tag on Schrader. You look at that in a 3-2 ball game. How big that play was. Great game by Matthew. He was tough. We know he's a good bunter. He came with the swing today.
Absolutely. So Matthew, the coveted Chasm player of the game, we'll get that photo op of you shortly. Kirb, we're going to send it back to our studios. Our sponsors here for Region 15C include the fine folks at El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Lake Henry Implement, Lewis Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Hecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, and Westside Liquor of Wade Park. We're going to send it back to our Chasm Studios, our birthday club coming up next here on KASM. Angela and Brad have some housekeeping to do. Your final score again here in this first game. It was St. Martin 3, Richmond 2. You've been listening to Region 15C Baseball Action on KASM. We'll be back in that 35 to 40 minutes.